Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Here I am in the chapel of Balliol College, Oxford, and that's a ceremonial door, which isn't usually open. Often you come in this smaller door here. There's another door as well in the cloisters. So Balliol College, don't want to talk too much about Balliol College in this video. Balliol College founded 1509, the year that Henry VIII acceded to the throne of Ireland and indeed England. So anyway, concentrating on the chapel, really. This is not the original chapel. The original chapel was actually not on this site. It was just where the senior common room now stands. Look at that portrait up there. And these are for hymn books. Look like confession boxes at first blush. And look at the very tall spiral staircase up to the organ up there. That is the fifth organ they've had here. The current organ dates from 2001. See, Anglican churches quite often have this black and white checkered tiling and various people buried under the floor here with Latin inscriptions. Only the 20th century they started to do things in English. Okay, so a woman, the only daughter of Richard Harrington and his wife Cecilia, blah, 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 who died. And I noticed this bloke here, he died at the age of 21, okay, from Lancashire. So some poor undergraduate who died here, who got to be buried under the floor. So the Dons used to come here as teenagers, as undergraduates, graduate. There was no idea of doing higher degrees until the 19th century, really, late 19th century. So after one degree, they know you're bright enough, got a double first, start first or whatever, become a Don, live in the college, say to the day you die. Remember, till 1871, only the head of house was allowed to marry, usually. Okay, and then, so there are more memorial things in English. See, that one's from 1935. Yeah, especially for those who died young, really. Memorial plaques. Look at this one up here, the draped urn. So that's a standard of 18th and 19th century funerary statuary. Okay, as the ashes are in there, even though they weren't actually cremated. It's got a coat of arms on it and so on. And then look at this vaulted ceiling. How about that? So you see this chapel is a melange of Gothic and Baroque styles. So this chapel, they only commenced construction in 1656, so the Cromwellian era, and it took 10 years to finish. And look at this memorial to the boys of the college who were killed in the First World War, yeah? So in memory of them, okay, the guys of this college who gave their lives for the country and the liberty of peoples, and so on. So they're just souls in the hands, they are in the hands of God, and so forth. And it's got through time, one of them dying in 1919. Now, we usually say 11th of November, 1918, the war ended, but they're saying 1919. Of course, Versailles wasn't signed until the 26th of June. No, sorry, 28th of June, 1919. 5 years to the day that the Archduke Franz Ferdinand was assassinated by Gavrilo Princip in Sarajevo. So here we are, right up to the altar. So there's not a big cross, why is there a tiny cross in there? One candle on either side of the altar, as is standard in the Church of England, Catholic Church. We always have six, three on either side. The crucifix is also a crucifix in the Universal Church. Okay, so that's there up at the altar. And here are the choir stalls. There are choral scholarships, very little money in it. Some of them do it because they like singing, some because they're religious. So you have to get an academic place in the choral scholarship, something additional. He's the organ scholar, he or she is studying whichever subject, not necessarily music. I knew a boy at uni was reading chemistry, but was an organ scholar, because not many people can play the organ. And then look at these stained glass windows. How about that? Okay, depicting various biblical scenes, and those are late 19th century. So obviously, when this was built, it was completed in 1666. This would accommodate the whole college, of course. Chapel was compulsory. Surprisingly, the early 19th century became voluntary, but the undergraduates still required to attend a roll call at the door of the chapel every morning to make sure they were there, but also that they got out of bed at a reasonable time, and they could then attend worship immediately afterwards. Most of them didn't go into matins. They could, of course, go straight back to bed, though. They had to be in their rooms by a certain time. Didn't have to be necessarily be in sleep or a bed. So that was it. Was a bit like a boarding school. Plus, remember, people began university younger in those days. These days, you must be 18 at last. At least they will never accept you below 18 because it's such a hassle with the child protection regulations these days. But you know, the 17th century, beginning at 16, would might have been average. Beginning at 14 was not unknown because, of course, lifespan was much shorter. There was less to learn. We didn't know that much about science. We didn't know that much about geography. We didn't even know that Australia existed, for instance, or what else. A lot of literature hadn't been written. A lot of history had not yet occurred. Okay. All right. So you can see a hymn book and their order of service and so on. And then the lectern, the Church of England always has these eagle-shaped ones. Now, the gospel writers, there's the eagle, there's the cow. God, what are the other symbols? They've all got an animal. I think it's a lion for St. Mark. I remember that because of La Serenissima Repubblica di San Marco, as in Venice, has got that symbol, okay? And so, look, they've got the King James Bible, which was translated not 500 metres away from here. A lot of the work done at the Divinity School of the Bodleian Library. Some of it at Westminster, some of it at Cambridge, three teams working on it. Right, and then the stained glass window way up high, right at top, IHS, Ichthos, as in the, what's the word, acronym, Jesus Christ, Son of God, Saviour in ancient Greek, but also means fish in Greek. That's why fish is a symbol for evangelical Christians, because the light, you can't quite make it out, it's just too bright, such refulgence, facing east towards Jerusalem, the golden. Okay, and then it's got Jesus Christ, INRI, above him, of course, Jesus Nazarenos Rex Judaeorum, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, written in derision, when he was crucified, as when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and so forth. So more stained glass windows. For some reason, it's so bright you can scarcely see. I mean, with the naked eye I can see, but for some reason it reflects over much of the screen. Methinks the camera sort of amplifies the light because the worst thing is to be insufficiently lit. How about that? So you maybe get some idea of the dimensions of the place. I try not to change angle over much because I'm very cognizant that when I watch these things back, I change direction because I know as a viewer you want to see, what am I looking at? Take a few seconds to see what I'm looking at. Only slowly, gradually change angle. But there you get. You hear the acoustics echo because mostly hard services. So good for the sound to go around, obviously, before there's an audio system. I'm not aware there's an audio system there. And look at the candle. So some were gifted in 1749, these chandeliers, given away, then they bought them back centuries later. And look, you see the symbolic flame above them, all right? And then these candles, do they actually light them? I don't know. I've never attended divine worship here. So, yeah, because obviously until 1871, the dons all lived in, blah, blah, blah. So that was the size of the community. Then about 600 people in Balliol Brasenose, a relatively small college, somewhere up to 1,000. Really, really tight, spiny ones at Blackfriars. Methinks it's still got the status of a permanent private hall, which is really a college to you and me. Has only got about 50 people, but that's very exceptional. So this takes undergraduates and indeed postgraduates. So you see Jesus Christ, the others with halos, the other saints, IHS, Ichthos again. Oh, and have a good look at the coat of arms here. Is it too busy? A bit too much going on in their coat of arms? There you see it. The red roses, Red Rose of Lancashire. I'm not quite sure what that is. So David Cameron attended here. William Golding of Lord of the Flies. Is it Sir Walter Raleigh? Because I know people say Raleigh. There's Raleigh in the United States. But then I was told that by one of his descendants, it really is pronounced Raleigh, not Raleigh. Okay, so you get an idea of what it's like. And look, one of the college servants, he even got a plaque devoted to him. In very class-conscious times, that was quite an honour. And look, some bloke has even got his bust up there. I think he's the only one. Right, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching my video. And make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then in PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And keep your comments coming. All right, anyway, goodbye from Balliol College, not Balliol, Brasenose College Chapel. Iny nasy, the brazen nose, but that's another story.